The Super Bowl
Super
is on
Bowl.
Sunday.
That's it, right?
Yeah. You gonna watch?
Of course I'm gonna watch.
You gonna
watch.
Go to a Super Bowl party?
Yeah, might go to some Super Bowl party. We'll see.
Oh, okay. You got a lot of invitations or?
No, I got one that was, we're kind of doing a get together, not inviting a lot of people. You want to come?
So
I didn't know if it was an afterthought or whatever.
Right. But I'll
go.
Yeah. Okay, good. You should. So I thought that we would talk about the Super Bowl today, and you can shock and amaze your friends and family at Super Bowl parties with some of this very riveting information.
I'd love to shock and amaze.
Yes. So the game was created as part of a 1966 merger agreement between the NFL and the rival American Football League to have their best teams compete for a championship. It was originally called the AFL-NFL World Championship Game until it was shortened, thankfully, to just the Super Bowl, which was adopted for 1969's Super Bowl III. So winning teams are awarded the Vince Lombardi Trophy, which is named after
Vince Lombardi. Don't tell me I don't know anything about football.
Who was the coach to win the first two Super Bowls. The trophies are made out of sterling silver, and they're made by Tiffany and Company, which I did not realize.
Oh, not the singer, but the jewelry lady.
The jewelry, right.
Gotcha.
It takes the famed jeweler about 4 months to craft each one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, gotta get cracking.
And I also didn't know this. Players in the Super Bowl get a really nice bonus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they, for 2021, every player on the winning team pockets an extra $150,000, whether they play or not.
Oh, really?
Everyone
Even if
on
they
the
don't
team.
Play?
Yeah, they get $150,000.
That's nice.
And members of the losing team also get a bonus. They earn $75,000, which is nothing to sneeze at.
No,
right?
I'll take
so
it.
Pretty good. Still pretty good. So the first Super Bowl was played January 15th, 1967 at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. It was the Green Bay Packers who defeated the Kansas City Chiefs that year by the score of 35-10. And this game is the only Super Bowl that was broadcast in the U.S. by two television networks simultaneously.
Wow.
It was also the only Super Bowl that was not a sellout. Of the 94,000 seat capacity in the Coliseum, 33,000 went unsold.
Jeez.
Days before the game, local newspapers printed editorials about what they viewed as a then exorbitant $12 for tickets.
Well, what do you
mean? Yeah, $12.
We're not all made of money, you know.
Right, but that is $101 today, which still is like, for what pricing of Super Bowl tickets are now, I mean, that's still not really that much.
No.
But they also wrote stories about how viewers could pull in the game from stations from surrounding markets instead of paying $12 to go see the thing.
Right.
So the halftime show was a little bit different than what we're used to as well.
Oh.
It featured trumpeter Al Hurt, the marching bands from the University of Arizona and Grambling State University.
There you go.
300 pigeons.
Pigeons.
I don't know what the pigeons did, but there were 300 of them.
We assume tricks.
Also 10,000 balloons.
That's a lot of balloons.
And a flying demonstration by the hydrogen peroxide propelled Bell Rocket Airmen.
Well.
So.
Because I don't know what half those things would be about, I would tune in to watch them.
Right. Yes.
Especially the pigeon part.
Right. So the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New England Patriots are tied with 6 Super Bowl wins. The Cleveland Browns, Detroit Lions, Jacksonville Jaguars, and Houston Texans are the 4 teams to have never appeared in a Super Bowl. And 8 teams have appeared in a Super Bowl without a win. And that includes the Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati Bengals. So maybe they can turn that around weekend. That'd be great, right?
Cincy?
Yeah. So the Super Bowl is one of the most watched annual sporting events in the world. On average, more than 100 million people in the U.S. alone are tuned into the Super Bowl at any given moment.
Mm.
Now, as the television ratings of the Super Bowl have steadily increased over the years, prices for commercials have also increased every year.
Mm.
During the first Super Bowl, NBC charged companies $75,000 for a 60-second spot, while CBS charged $85,000. And for 30 seconds, the networks charged $42,000. This year, NBC set a record deal for Super Bowl ads, asking $6.5 million per 30-second commercial.
30-second commercial.
$6.5 million.
Was it $1 million every 4 seconds of the commercial, roughly? Am I doing that right?
Sure.
Something like that.
Whatever you say. So the Super Bowl is also the second largest food consumption event in the United States, behind only Thanksgiving dinner. Many pizza delivery businesses see their order numbers double, as roughly 60% of the takeout ordered on Super Bowl Sunday is pizza, roughly 28 million pounds of chips, 1.25 billion chicken wings, and 8 million pounds of guacamole are consumed on Super Bowl Sunday.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
It's a lot of food.
A lot going on there. Yeah. A lot going on there. All right. So you picked out a record to go along with the Super Bowl, did you?
I did. Now, we were talking about the halftime show from the first Super Bowl and how drastically it has changed to today.
Right.
And one of the, what's regarded as one of the best Super Bowl halftime shows in history, what happened in 1993 with Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the first time in Super Bowl history that ratings increased between halves during the game.
Oh, wow.
So more people tuned in to watch Michael Jackson than the rest of the game. So I thought that we'd play a song from his Super Bowl set that year. So we're going to play Black or White.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
The king of pop, Michael Jackson, Black or White, from his album History. Sarah Dur, oops, do you remind us why we played that song?
I don't know what's going on because I can't hear
it's
you.
It's okay. Wrong button went off. Yeah.
We played that song because that was a song that Michael Jackson sang during his halftime show in 1993.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we did watch the halftime video.
We did.
And it looked so vanilla compared to the halftime shows
goodness.
Of today.
Yes. Very. I mean, especially because it's Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And he's still putting on a great show, obviously.
The crowd loved it.
But it was, there wasn't as much production, I guess, as there is today.
And that was the Bills Cowboys Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Ready?
Yes.
Ready, go.
All right. The Vince Lombardi Trophy is made by Tiffany & Company and takes 4 months to make.
The first halftime show featured a trumpeter, marching bands, and 300 pigeons.
And the Super Bowl is the second largest day for food consumption in the United States.
Well, we talk about the commercials because they get a big buzz for the Super Bowl. And it used to be exciting because everybody would produce special commercials for the Super Bowl, but nobody would know what they were going to be until the game. So the game would play and the commercials would come on. Everybody would be like, be quiet, I want to hear the commercials. And now what they do is they release them all on the internet the week or two leading up to the Super Bowl.
I try to avoid them as much as I can because I like to be, like you said, surprised. And I don't know why they do that. It's I don't know.
Ruins the fun.
Well, maybe I guess if they're paying $6.5 million, they want to
Make sure people see it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ahead of time? I don't know.
And then people break it down on the Monday after on the TV shows and on radio.
Yep.
What were their favorites and such? All right. Folks, I want to learn more about the Super Bowls here. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Queen Elizabeth II, her Platinum Jubilee on Monday. We talk pizza on Wednesday. Thursday was Miami Vice. And today, the superest of bowls, the Super Bowl.
So
any predictions for who's going to win?
The big game.
The big game. Who's going to win the big game on Sunday?
I'm kind of hoping for Cincinnati.
I am too.
Because they've never won before. So I think that'd be great if they could this year.
And they're close by.
I mean, closer than LA. I guess you're right.
Okay. Have a wonderful weekend.
Go
sports. And we'll see you back here Monday, okay?
Yes.
All right, wonderful. Traffic with Ed Smith in just a second. We'll check that weekend forecast with meteorologist Josh Nichols. We're going to see these temperatures, these mild temperatures, take a big dip tomorrow. Spoiler alert. Josh will fill us in here in just a few minutes. Webwa, if you're a small business owner and you're looking to fill those empty positions at your place of business, call Webwa. They can help you use social media to do just that.